And how many rated R movies come out?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's all it is. It's a rated R movie on wax.
Yeah.
On record.
Okay, CD. Thanks, Sam. Thanks for talking.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, man.
Come on. Two trailer park girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside. Two trailer park girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside.
Guess who's back? Back again. Shady's back.
Well, if you want Shady, this is what I'll give you. A little bit of me mixed with some hard liquor, some vodka that'll jumpstart my heart quicker than a shock when I get shocked at the hospital by the doctor when I'm not cooperating, when I'm rocking the table while he's operating.
Hey!
You waited this long to stop debating, cause I'm back, I'm on the rag and ovulating. I know that you got a job, Miss Cheney, but your husband's heart problem's complicating. So the FCC won't let me be, or let me be me, so let me see. They try to shut me down on MTV, but it feels so empty without me. So come on and dip, come on your lips, jump back, jiggle a hip and wiggle a bit, and get ready, cause this is about to get heavy. I just settled all my lawsuits.
Without Me is what it's called, Eminem in conversation. And don't forget, he's taking the stage in exactly 19 minutes time, in other words 9 o'clock at Punchestown, and the same again tomorrow night. Night at two sellout gigs. So a few tickets on sale for those two gigs to be the tards, but otherwise it's sellout stuff. That's tonight and tomorrow. Also, by the way, tonight after 9 o'clock here on 2FM, Sky from Morcheeba is going to be talking to Rick O'Shea. Also this Saturday on 2FM, the Sessions Tour broadcast live from the Exchange in Newry with John Parra Fergie and Lisa Pinnock from 10 p.m. in the Six Mix. That's 4 to 6 in the morning, Saturday night, Sunday morning, a 2 hour set from Danny Rampling, recorded live in Spirit, the 13th hour at 6. Full details at 2FM online, www.626.ie. And don't forget, the 2FM are covering the closing ceremony of the 2003 Special Olympics from Croke Park this Sunday, starting at 7 p.m. But the big news is that an end of an era is just about to happen. In Dust We Trust, basically for the next 90 minutes or so, Dusty Rhodes is going to tell you all about it with loads of guests in the studio for the end, literally, of a huge long era on 2FM live between 7:30 and 9 o'clock, which means I get out of the way and I'll see you again at 6 tomorrow. Good luck in Dust We Trust.
You have one new voice message.
Hey Dave, dude, how are you? Remember me? It's Jock. That was one hell of a night in Vegas. Bet you never thought you'd hear from me again. But hey, I kept your number. Just got into Ireland with the boys. We're sinking Guinness and shooting the breeze. Say hi, boys.
Hey, dude.
Hey, Dave, we thought we might just go and stay with you. Another Guinness? Hey, does a steer have horns? Woo-ha!
Only Vodafone gives you completely free access to your voicemail, making it so much easier to keep in or stay out of touch. Just one of the many reasons why life's better with Vodafone. How are you?
Fun driving? It's all in the new Mazda 2. Fluid handling, spirited drive, and so much of what belongs to a bigger car you might want to buy too. The new Mazda 2. More room, more zoom.
Time to get busy with this summer's hottest new sound. Sean Paul and the massive hit single Get Busy from his scorching new album Duddy Rock. Duddy Rock, Sean Paul, out now in all record stores.
Suzanne Vega. The legendary singer-songwriter Suzanne Vega plays Vicker Street for one night only on June 28th. Don't miss your chance to catch Suzanne Vega sing her memorable hits live at Vicker Street, June 28th.
My name is Luca. I live on the second floor.
Tickets for Suzanne Vega at Vicker Street on June 28th are €32 and available from Ticketmaster and usual outlets nationwide. For more on Suzanne Vega, see 2fm.ie.
Setting transmission network oscillators to overdrive for the last time ever. Broadcast beacons running at maximum till they blow. RAID 5 hard drive structure overheating at 92,000 RPM. System ready for control handover. As for the final time, you pick every song about to be played. This is Most Wanted, the last ever show with Vodafone ready to go. Most Wanted on 2FM. The number one.
It is the end of an era. This is Dusty Rhodes for the last time ever on Most Wanted. It is the last request show on 2FM. And if you want to get a tune in tonight, something over the last 15 years. We've been sitting here right after tea time. We've been taking in your calls. We've been taking in your texts. We've been taking in your emails. We've been playing the songs that you want to hear. If you want to hear one tonight that reminds you of the last 15 years, just send me a text to Vodafone 087-772-0000. A lot of surprises, a lot of special guests, a lot of special things going on, a lot of memories. And, do you know what? I just want to start with probably the best tune around at the moment. Why not? It's Evanescence and Bring Me to Life with 2FM. Ever request show on 2FM. It's the last night of Most Wanted. Dusty Rhodes at the helm, as always. And on the telephone right now, and I believe me, this means so much to me that she is on the telephone tonight. It is Ruth Scott. How are you?
I'm okay. The swelling's gone down.
The swelling has gone down. Now, please explain to her, because you have been missing from Nighttime 2. You've been part of the Dusty, Rick and Ruth team, like, forever.
And you've been gone for a couple of weeks.
You've been away for the last couple of weeks. Now, is this something that you want to talk about? Do you want to actually reveal what has happened to you? Why you haven't been here?
I'm not sure, but, you know, I sort of feel, because it's your last night, and, you know, I sort of, I wanted to stay close, so yeah, I guess I'll tell you. I had a big boob job. And then I decided they were too big, so I got them cut down again.
Well,
thank God you got them cut down again, because we never stayed close if they were that big.
So I can't believe you're going.
Listen, Rick O'Shea is sitting in front of me.
Hey, Rick.
How are you?
Sorry.
Do you know the problem is?
What?
The texts have been getting worse and worse over the last few weeks.
Why?
They were convinced for a very long time that not only were you dead, but that I had killed you. Because it was like, where's
I'm
Ruth?
Alive.
You never say when Ruth's coming back, do you?
No, that's I'm alive, 7th of July, but I'll be at O2 in Park.
Well, I have missed you. Because
are you coming?
We have our music meetings every Monday, going through all the kind of the tunes and
I
stuff
do.
Like
we
that.
We slag off everybody, and we slag off, I mean all the tunes. I don't mean everybody in work or everybody we know or anything like that.
Well, no, Well, that's kind of changed since you were gone, but yeah, okay.
So listen, Rick and myself were just talking about O2 in the Park last year, because we had good crack. That was really when Dusty, Rick and Ruth went out and put in front of the public for the first time. We all had our little t-shirts with Dusty and Rick and Ruth written on.
I still have mine.
Out of all the things we did that day, Ruth, what was your favourite?
We replayed, well, it wasn't really a replay, was it? We had Ireland versus Brazil. With 40,000 people versus 40,000 people.
Oh, the balls. I remember that. Yeah. The enormous footballs.
The most unsuccessful game, because they insisted on floating whilst we wanted them to, you know, stand about and slap people in the face.
I know. And then the newspaper headline the next day said, Dusty, Rick and Ruth make a balls of the balls.
I have that at home as well.
Actually, you know, Dusty, my favourite bit about that day, I have to say, was going out afterwards, because it was savage crack.
It was, actually.
Actually, you weren't there.
That's why it was savage crack, because me and Rick weren't there.
Fine.
Thanks a lot, Ruth. We'll remember you. And on that note, oh look, I have to go.
So do I. Your last show.
Yes, I most definitely will. And do you know what I want to do for you, Ruth? Because you will always hold this very special place right in the small, special, little, warm, beating corner of my heart.
I thought you were going to say in the corner of your ear. And if you play Celine Dion, I will kill you.
I'm not going to play Celine Dion, but I'm going to play a song that every time I hear it from now on will remind me of you. It's Ashley Hamilton and I Love Women. I Love Ruthie. Because I know you don't like being called Ruthie, do you, Ruthie?
No!
Talk to you later, kid. Good luck.
Enjoy it. Good luck.
If your daddy didn't love you, let me give you validation.
Nice ass. Go class. Go conversation.
Down for being a geek.
What a wonderful woman you grew up to be.
I like women, I go women every Friday. I like to get my feet wet, teeth wet. I think it's time I found myself a supermodel. I haven't had one of those yet. You say you dealt well when your parents separated.
Lots of kids, lots of boys, lots of bad.
You get to your daughter. She got an eating disorder. I like women, I go women every Friday. I like to get my feet wet, teeth wet. I think it's time I found myself a supermodel. I haven't had one of those yet.
One that I always turn up very loud in the studio. Ashley Hamilton and Women.
Yeah.
Gotta play that for my sister Jenny, because I never play requests for her on the radio. And that thing in her belly, whatever its name is, I don't know. Her baby. And Paul. Dusty Rhodes with you on the last ever Most Wanted, and get ready for the memories to start flooding back in a sec.
The Budweiser Irish Derby Festival 2003 at the Curra Racecourse, Friday 27th to Sunday, June 29th. Book online now at www.curra.ie or ticketmaster.ie for one of this summer's hottest events.
At Hibernian, we're determined to cut the cost of cover for inexperienced drivers. And that's why we've introduced Hibernian Ignition. Damien Duff.
Ignition is a new initiative from Hibernian that can help inexperienced drivers save up to 50% on the cost of their car insurance.
It's simple. By successfully completing a one-day driving course, you get a discount of between 20 and 50% on your premium. To qualify, you need to have passed your driving test within the last 5 years and drive a car of 1400cc or less. For details, call 1890-66777 or free text your name to 50100.
Ignition from Hibernian. Together, we'll drive down the cost of car insurance.
You're safe in the hands of Hibernian.
If all you want to do is shop till you drop when you travel to Dublin, but because of traffic and parking, you're fit to drop rather than shop, why not take the hassle out of travel with Bus Éireann? With more comfortable coaches, special midweek return fares, and frequent departure times, let us take care of you as you sit back and relax. Bus Éireann. Take the hassle out of travel.
This is Dusty Rhodes. Let me take care of you as you sit back and relax, and bring back some memories, kicking off with, I think, an old jingle. Do you remember this? It's 1996 or whatever the hell it is. Let's pretend it is anyway. Couple of tunes from the 80s for the hell of it. Make some more phone calls in a sec. Here's Tiffany. God, do you remember Tiffany? Oh, the blonde hair, the supermarkets and the whole thing. And she used to hate Debbie Gibson. Do you remember all that? Oh, wow.
Children behave. That's what they say when we're together. And watch how you play. They don't understand, and so we're running just as fast as we can. Holding on to one another's sand, trying to get away into the night. And then you put your arms around me and we tumble to the ground. And then you say, I think we're alone now. It doesn't seem to be anyone around. I think we're alone now. The beating of our hearts.
I think we're alone now. The beating of our hearts is the
It's 2FM with Dusty Rhodes on the last ever Most Wanted. Special guest in the studio has just arrived in Dempsey, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much indeed. Oh, my God. So that's not a takedown, is it? Do it again, just to prove it.
Jeez, you don't have like your flattery, do you?
Well, I just wanted to prove a point, you know.
Listen, I've got something to play for you that might bring back some memories. Right? the old theme tune.
Yes, I know the name of it too.
So, what is the name of it?
It's called Fly By Night.
All right, and where did
it's
you find
it? It's by Paul Hardcastle.
All right.
And it just to show you how much planning we put into the show when it started off, and we decided that we needed a theme tune for it. So, what was number one on the charts at the time was Na 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 19 by Paul Hardcastle. So, we just flipped it over the B-side, stick it on for my grand, and it stayed there for, I bet, 2.5 years.
So, listen, we've no idea when that was, but that was the start of the hotline. That was the start of like every tea time 2FM playing a request for people to school and stuff like that.
I mean, this is before text messaging and all that, so I mean, it was very, very relevant at the time.
Before the telephone, probably.
Yeah, almost.
Whose idea was it? Was it your idea?
Well, Bill O'Donovan was the main man at the time, and Bill and Pat Morley was the producer of the show, and myself, and we just, it was an idea that we decided that it might be a good idea to have some sort of access that people could have into the show and into the radio station and pick their favourite songs out. And we put it together. It was to be called The Hit Line, and it was the hot list from The Hit Line, but then we decided to go for The Hotline and go for The Hit List instead. So that's what it became. But originally it could have been The Hit Line, which would have been a disaster, really.
You've completely lost me. I've no idea.
But now it's Most Wanted.
Well, it is indeed. And we have...
nearly over.
Never mind that, because I want to go back to the 80s, because I know that you do an awful lot of ads. And you're very professional at them.
Thank you very much.
And you're great at selling
things. Oh, no, he's going to show some outtakes.
Well, what I found was one of your first ever commercials...
Right.
...was selling the brand new 2FM jingle package.
What's it?
Sit back.
I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah, I bet you are.
So is my boss.
The new Radio 2 jingles are 100% Irish, featuring Irish singers, Irish musicians, and they were produced by Bill Whelan at Dublin's Westland Studios.
Where the music always sounds better, Radio 2 Stereo.
These jingles are as bright as you will find on any radio station anywhere in the world, and will continue to keep Radio 2 on top as Ireland's number one. A new sound for Radio 2. Jingles that will make us even more exciting. Jingles that will make the record sound even better. Starting tomorrow on Radio 2.
It's got the heat. Oh, yeah. It's got the beat. Oh, it's on the street. Yeah.
Radio 2's got the heat.
We hope you've enjoyed our special jingle preview here at Risks. And just in case you haven't heard enough, throughout the rest of the evening, we'll be playing some of the other new jingles along with some of the hottest records around. Have a good time and keep it on Radio 2 FM for music.
2FM for music, there you go. That's Ian Dempsey.
That was my mother. That's Gay Dempsey.
Mrs. Gay Dempsey.
Yeah, that's right.
Was your mother?
That was her. That wasn't me. Or else somebody speeded me up there.
She sounds very butch, if you don't mind me saying.
Thanks very much. I'll tell you, said it. Thanks very much.
So, God, I'll tell you, that brings back me. Bill Whelan.
Yeah,
Bill Whelan. 2FM jingles. I'm looking at him now. I look at you now.
There you go.
Ian,
you know.
Listen, thank you very much for dropping in and saying hello to us this evening.
7 to 10 today, FM tomorrow morning. Thanks very much. Bye. Oh!
Hey, boys.
Yes, see you, dude. Good luck. Bloody independent commercial operators. You just can't trust them for a second, can you? It's Most Wanted with Dusty Rhodes, banging out the memories for the last time ever. Remember this? Technotronic.
Pump up the jam, pump it up while your feet are stumping. And the jam is pumping. Look ahead, the crowd is jumping. Pump it up a little more. Get the party going on the dance floor. See, cause that's where the party's at. And you find out if you do that. Make my day. pump it up while your feet are stumping. And the jam is pumping. Look ahead, the rider jumping. Pump it up a little more. Get the party going on the dance floor. See, cause that's where the party's at. And you find out if you do that.
Tunes that 2FM was banging out every night after tea on the hotline in the 80s. This is that first record from Kylie Minogue. The only problem was she had no boobies. But this girl did. What else were we playing in the 80s? Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire. I always hated this. I hated it. Who's this? Bananarama and Help for Comic Relief. And one of the men who was banging out the hits back years ago on the hotline. John
Kenny.
John Kenny, how are you?
All right.
Yes, all right. Come on, a bigger cheer for John Kenny.
Yeah, because Sheffield and Dempsey.
Jeez, what like? It's a disgrace. So listen, what kind of stuff were you giving away on the hotline?
We gave away one time, and I couldn't describe them at the time. I can describe them now, possibly. These dancing flowers, which were musically based. Basically, every time I played a piece of music, these things would dance. It took me about 20 minutes to describe them, and about two people wrote in for them. A, wondered what the hell they were. We eventually gave them away.
What kind of tunes, then, did you play? What song? Stuff. I know, but what song sticks in your head a lot?
Well, we just have a thing. We used to do A to Z, right? So we have an O, which is an oldie, and it was the Evening Press. Yeah, the Evening Press used to print the list.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but they would never change the damn thing. So Steve Miller Band was O for, like, 6 weeks or something. We're always beating them up trying to change the list. They wouldn't change the list for us. And that lasted for... I mean, 3 weeks. I did 3 months of it initially during the week, and then they got teed off me and put me on overnights. And then they got sorry for me and put me on the weekends.
Hang on a second. So can you say that again about the overnights?
Not that I say about
they got teed off of you and put you on the overnights. Boo.
All right.
And then they got happy and put me on the weekends.
Yay!
Sorry. I tried to get Graham Norton's audience for tonight, but I
And Tony Fender was doing it during the week, and I was on the weekends for about a year.
That's a good crack, isn't it?
Yeah, that was fun.
Just getting in there and having a laugh. All right, what have I got here? I've only got about... I've only got about a minute to play this, but it brings back memories for me anyway, because I remember listening to this on the hotline, and it was the first time that I heard this particular song on that show, and I just went, that's number one material. And sure enough, the following week, it went straight to the top. Gonna get up. Two on the way. A little Take That. Remember them? Take Who? Take That. Yeah. And a lot more people to talk to as well. But before we do all that, we'll take a pause for news and sports.
At Hibernian, we're determined to cut the cost of cover for inexperienced drivers. And that's why we've introduced Hibernian Ignition. Damien Duff.
Ignition is a new initiative from Hibernian that can help inexperienced drivers save up to 50% on the cost of their car insurance.
It's simple. By successfully completing a one-day driving course, you get a discount of between 20 and 50% on your premium. To qualify, you need to have passed your driving test within the last 5 years and drive a car of 1400cc or less. For details, call 1890-66777 or free text your name to 50100.
Ignition from Hibernian. Together, we'll drive down the cost of car insurance.
You're safe in the hands of Hibernian.
The late night vibes are good. That's right, Vibes Nightclub, Cork's newest venue, is open Wednesday through Sunday. Enjoy top city DJs like Carlos, Rucka, Mr. P, KC and lots more. Vibes Nightclub and Newport Cafe Bar, Full Street Plaza, Cork.
Hi, Fiona.
Hi.
Guess what? Paul's proposed. What do you think of the ring?
Oh, wow.
I love your nails.
What nail polish are you wearing?
Rimmel Lasting Finish. I got it free when I spent €10 on Rimmel products.
Where are you going?
To get my free Rimmel nail polish.
But what about my solitaire?
Pick up Rimmel's Lasting Finish nail polish for free when you spend €10 on Rimmel products. At participating stores while stocks last.
It's 8 o'clock. The Minister for Agriculture has rejected criticisms of the new CAP reform package in the Dáil tonight. Joe Walsh said the deal represented a successful outcome from Ireland's point of view. The deal involves substantial reductions in subsidies paid to farmers. Fingal's Tom Hayes described the reform deal as a sellout for Irish agriculture. One person has been killed and another seriously injured in a road accident a few miles from Waterford City on the main New Ross Road. The accident happened shortly before 6 o'clock and involved an articulated lorry and a car. The person who died was an occupant of the car. The Cumarama yarn manufacturing plant in Gweedore, County Donegal, has gone into receivership. The company has been in difficulties for some time, and the workforce of almost 200 people have been on short-term work contracts since early last year. In the last 3 years alone, almost 800 jobs have been lost at the plant. Iraq's former information minister is to appear on television tomorrow for the first time since the fall of Baghdad. An interview with Mohammed Saeed al-Sahaf, also known as Comical Ali during the war, will be broadcast by a Dubai-based television channel tomorrow evening. During the interview, the former minister claims he turned himself in to US forces, who released him after questioning. And with just an hour to go to Eminem's first Irish concert at Punchestown, the traffic on the approach roads is reported to be very heavy. Traffic is backed up to the Red Cow roundabout. The rapper plays tonight and tomorrow at the Kildare racetrack. Over 100,000 people are expected to turn out over the two nights. The weather: rain will extend to all areas tonight with some heavy falls in places, but the rain will clear from the west and south overnight. Lowest temperatures 9 to 14 degrees. I'm Brian Finn, that's 2FM News.
2FM Sport, and we begin with the soccer, and it's a very sad night for sports fans everywhere following the news. In the past half hour, the Cameroon midfielder Marc Vivien Foe has died after collapsing in his country's Confederations Cup match with Colombia. The 28-year-old was stretchered off the pitch in the 72nd minute unconscious amid fears that he had swallowed his tongue. The player, who spent last season on loan with Manchester City and was part of the Cameroon team that played against Ireland in last year's World Cup, was not the victim of a foul when he collapsed in the middle of the field of play. Play was held up for some 6 minutes as the stricken player, winning his 62nd cap, was taken to the touchline to receive attention. A doctor from FIFA confirmed the sad news that Marc Vivien Foe had died at the medical centre of Lyon Football Club's Stade Gerland shortly after the match. Elsewhere, Aston Villa have agreed a fee with Leeds United for England's goalkeeper Paul Robinson, with the fee believed to be approximately £3.5 million. Villa are also reported to be closing in on securing the services of Celtic midfielder Cork-born player Colin Healy. The dates and venues for this season League Cup semi-finals have been announced. St Patrick's Athletics will play at Richmond Park against Cork City on Monday the 7th of July, while the following night, the Tuesday night, Longford Town hosts Derry City at Flanker Park. Gaelic Games, and it has been reported this evening that former All-Star Limerick hurler Kieran Kerry has quit the Limerick panel following his exclusion from the team for this Saturday's All-Ireland qualifier against Kerry. Kerry left last night's training session at Kilmarnock immediately after the team had been announced, where he was not included for the fixture in Tralee for Saturday. The 31-year-old has played in the county jersey of Limerick for some 13 years. To news of tennis, and on day four of the Wimbledon Championships, Serena Williams progressed to the third round with a 6-4, 6-4 victory over Belgium's Els Callens. French Open champion Justine Henin breezed into the third round with a 7-6, 6-1 victory over Italy's Flaviva Panetta on centre court. And in the men's championship, a second seed Andre Agassi romped into the third round with a 6-3, 7-6, 6-3 win over Lars Bergsmuller. The 1992 champion on court one breezed into that final in a time of 1 hour and 50 minutes, while Tim Henman has also got through to the third round of the championships. Finally, to racing, and Tipperary tonight's hosts an 8-race card. The latest winners: the 6:30 to number 8 Key to the Kingdom at 5 to 1, the 7 o'clock to number 1 Patrizio, the 4 to 6 favourite, and the 7:30 was won by number 8 Tigham at 7 to 1. I'm Barry O'Neill, that's your 2FM Sport.
Setting transmission network oscillators to overdrive for the last time ever. Broadcast beacons running at maximum till they blow. RAID 5 hard drive structure overheating at 92,000 RPM. System ready for control handover. As for the final time, you pick every song about to be played. This is Most Wanted, the last ever show with Vodafone ready to go. Most Wanted on 2FM.
Okay, here we go. How you doing? It's Dusty Rhodes. Seeing as it is the last ever Most Wanted, the last ever request show, we want you to pick the last request on the last request show, and you've got about a half an hour to do so on our website at www.2fm.ie. Now, it's a close tie between Song 2 from Blur, Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child of Mine, or Westlife, one of their tunes as well, all right? There's 15 brilliant tunes online. You can vote for any one you want to hear because you picked the last request on the last request show. Get online now, www.2fm.ie. We'll have that tune now before 9 o'clock. Right now, we're looking back on 15 years of the show and checking out some of the big tunes from the 90s. Justified and Ancient. They used to burn money for the crack. I don't care if Monday's black. Tuesday, black makeup time, The Cure. Thursday, never looking back, it's Friday. I'm in love. Remember this? Informant, you know, say that I'm a stormy, I'll go play him. I'll keep on bum them. Take them on the city, say that I'm a stormy, stab somebody out of there. Or maybe you don't want to remember it. This is one of the tunes that really helped dance music kick in big time. Culture Beat. Give give it to me, baby.
Give it to me, baby.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And all the girlies say I'm pretty fly for a white guy.
Give it to me, baby.
You know, the 90s was a pretty rockin' decade as well. This is one of my favorites from the decade. It's EMF and it's unbelievable.
You're unbelievable. You're unbelievable. You're unbelievable. You're so unbelievable. You're unbelievable. You're unbelievable.
You have no idea the trouble we had going to get those old jingles. And this old music bed as well is going to sound very familiar to the next guy on the phone who hosted the hotline for quite a while. It's Barry Lang. Hello, sir.
Hello, Dusty. I tell you, I haven't heard that piece of music for a long, long time.
And you don't want to hear it for
that brings back memories, all right?
I bet it does. Listen, when you did the hotline, it wasn't just a radio show. It was a whole TV thing.
Well, as you remember, Ian Dempsey started the whole thing rolling, and he did it for a couple of years, and then I took over. And it became such an institution that the controller in 2FM at the time, Bill O'Donovan, thought, well, maybe we could do something out of this and put it onto television. There was a whole big interest in simulcasting, as they called it then. In other words, doing a show on radio and at the same time on TV. So the hotline was a bit of a model for that. So we gave it a go, and it was a big success. I'm sure there are still people who remember it.
Oh, God, yeah, absolutely, big time. So, I mean, did you have to go over to the TV studios and have a proper set? Because you did the beatbox for ages, didn't you?
Yeah, well, that came sort of as a result of the, we called it the Hotline Video Request Show. After a couple of years of that going on, we thought, well, maybe we could make a weekly thing of it, because Hotline Video Request was only something that we got sort of at Easter or Christmas or over holiday periods. But then the beatbox became a weekly thing because it was so successful. And no, we didn't have to go to a TV studio. Actually, they brought the TV studio to us. They moved all the cameras and all the equipment into the radio studio at 2FM. It became a little bit crowded, but we were able to show people what a radio show actually looked like on TV. It was great.
I bet it felt a little weird walking into your usual radio studio and having to wear makeup.
Yeah, it was. Actually, yeah, that's the only thing. You know, that's the beauty about radio. You can just sit down and let it happen. Television is not like that. And when you try and mix the two, it gets very complicated. But anyway, it was great fun. I really enjoyed it.
So listen, you went on to great things then on 2FM. You were running the show between 5 and 7 then for ages and ages. And then,
yeah,
kaput, you left, you're gone. This is no more Barry Lang. What are you doing?
Yeah, I know.
What are you doing with yourself these days?
Well, while I was on hold waiting for you to talk to me, I was just thinking that it was almost 6 years ago that I left 2FM, and this is the first time that I've been on the radio in that 6 years. So it's nice to be back on such a special occasion for you. But yeah, I left, and I'm in Bahrain now. That's where I live and work. I'm working for Gulf Air here as a pilot, and I've been here for almost 2.5 years now.
Oh man, I'll tell you are living the dream. I so wanted to be a pilot when I was a kid.
Well, it's like everything. It becomes a job after a while, believe me, Dusty.
Oh, don't say that. Now you're ruining it for me. Listen, Barry Lang, thank you very much for calling this, you know, from halfway around the world. I hope you enjoy the weather, and it's nice to get back and relive the old times again. And here's another blast of the music for you, all right?
Cheers.
Just to give you nightmares tonight, all right?
Yeah, thank you very much. I won't sleep for a week. Best of luck, Dusty. Cheers.
Thank you. Speaking of nightmares, the 90s was full of great music, but it was also full of some really dirgy tunes like these.
Hotline Headwreckers.
We've called them Hotline Headwreckers because to this day they wreck my head. Remember Wakefield, oh God, and the dance, pretty baby. What else? Now, do keep in mind, you actually liked this once.
Bart, you're bad like Michael Jackson.
Cartoon characters was number one hits in the 90s, I ask you. But it gets worse.
I like that tune.
And here's one, if you play Nintendo or PlayStation, that you're just gonna cringe.
And enter the center of my Super Mario adventure. My girl's trapped on the other side of town, so I'm moving in leaps and bounds. Folks around my way think it's strange, but there's a villain to blame.
The Ambassadors of Funk and Super Mario Land. And one other thing I always remember about the 90s was the boy bands were absolutely huge. Absolutely massive. In fact, we'd have some words from Westlife and a couple of the big guests that we've had in over the years. Remember Five and stuff like that? The 90s. And Take That were kind of like the biggest of the big in the mid-90s. And I always remember when they split up. The lines with the Samaritans and girls calling, we're crying and dreadful and stuff like that. And I always remember they split up right after they released this song, which was called Back for Good. And they were going, no, we're not going to split up. We're not going to split up. Look at our new song. We're back for good. And then the Swines did. This goes to prove all men, even boy bands, are bastards.
I guess now it's time for me to give up. I think it's time. Got a picture of you beside me. Got your lipstick marks still on your coffee cup. Oh, yeah. Got a fist of pure emotion. Got a head of shattered dreams. Gotta leave it all behind now. Whatever I said, whatever I didn't mean it. Sing it, you'll be right and understood.
Want you back, want you back.
I want you back for good. Unaware
about the story.
No, no,
it wasn't good.
No, no.
But in a corner of my mind,
corner of my mind,
I celebrated glory.
But that was not to be.
In the twist of separation, you excelled at being free. Can't you find, a little room inside for me? Whatever I said, whatever I did, I didn't mean it. I just want you back for good.
Want you back, want you back.
See, I want you back for good. Whatever I'm wrong, just tell me the song and I'll sing it. You'll be right and understood.
Want you back, want you back.
I want you back for good.
Take that and I want you back for good. And I distinctly remember not being very complimentary about Take That and probably upsetting lots of people.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well. Oh, hang on. I was going to apologise, but I forgot. Sorry. Okay, now, speaking of things that'll bring back memories. Oh, my goodness. Another old hotline bed, I'll tell you. I wish I wrote that. I would have made a fortune on copyright. But anyways, over the years, we have spoken to some of the biggest, biggest, biggest bands on planet Earth and some of the biggest stars. We've dragged out just some of them. Well,
what is a...
the ones we could find, I should say. And at one stage on Most Wanted, the hotline, we had Craig David. He was in with the song 7 Days and he told us what it was all about.
What it is about is how I'd go and see my friends and they only lived a couple blocks away from me. And I'd go through the subway to get to them every time. And I thought, well, wouldn't it just be great if this one time there is this beautiful girl, my dream girl's in front of me, and she's walking towards me and I'm like, should I make my move or not? And then she actually asked me for the time. So being a smooth talker, I goes, hey, if I give you the time, you give me your name, your number and a date with me tomorrow at 9. He's waiting for her to say, no, not really, thanks then. But she actually accepts. And the next thing is on the Monday he meets her, Tuesday takes her for a drink, and Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Well, no, actually, Saturday he's doing all kinds of things. Sunday he's chilling. But it's all good. It's all good. It's just one of those stories that I think the guys can say, and the girls can say, oh, I met this guy, this girl, and my week was just happening.
My week was just happening. And why wouldn't it be? I remembered that because on the same tape, the next track that I played on that tape was another guest that we had in. It was Mrs. David Beckham, Posh Spice, Victoria Beckham on the show. And she had something to say about that particular tune as well.
Can I just say, right, about this Craig David song?
Yeah.
He met her what day?
He met her on Monday.
What did they do on the Tuesday?
They went for a drink.
And how about the Wednesday?
They were making love.
He flipped over and
bummed her. See? Slapper. See, that's what I mean. He's only known her 2.5 days and he's doing the business.
Well, maybe
I think
it's
that's disrespectful, Craig.
No, I think that's love at first sight. I think it's very romantic. I think there's an instant chemistry there between them and I think it's cool.
Yeah.
You see, there it is. That's the difference between guys and girls, isn't it? Dane, you'd have no problem with 2 days.
Hell no.
I would have no problem with 2 days. Victoria is a girl. She's got a problem with 2 days.
I think she's a slapper.
Did I say I'd have a problem with 2 days? I meant 2 hours, 2 minutes. What the heck? It's Dusty Rhodes on the very, very last request show on 2FM. We're asking you, I'll do that in a second. We were just playing Take That, one of the biggest boy bands of the 90s, but there was a band even bigger than Take That, and I have got them next.
So I'm finally ready to get my own home. Where to start now?
Mortgage information, press 1. Housing sites, press 2. Tax credits, press 3. Local authority
housing. Oh, for goodness sake.
Stamp duty, press 1. Rentals, press 2. Council.
Or you could just click on oasis.gov.ie. It's a government website with everything you need to know about housing, education, health, retirement and, well, all the information you need for living. Click onto oasis.gov.ie or call into your Citizens Information Centre.
Please hold, an operator will be with you. Honestly.
Oasis is a Corla initiative.
Hey, Da.
Yeah, what? I'm watching telly.
How do you spell supercilious?
Come here and I'll show you.
Thanks. And, Da?
Yeah?
How do you spell condescending?
What? What are you doing?
I'm having a row.
With who?
With John.
Well, why don't you call and annoy him and leave me alone?
I'm not talking to him.
With Vodafone, you can text for just 8 cents. That's right, 8 cents. So let your fingers do the talking. Just one of the many reasons why life's better with Vodafone. How are you?
Ever noticed how stress-free travel is when you're not the one in the driving seat? Well, now, with Bus Éireann's more comfortable coaches, special midweek return fares, and frequent departure times, you can visit friends or go shopping and let us take the hassle out of travel. Bus Éireann. Take the hassle out of travel.
Okie dokie, now we have something special lined up for tonight, I do believe, courtesy of Eamon. Okay, so he's done it like this then. Too many buttons.
What will be the last request on the Last Request Show? You decide.
You can get onto the website right now, www.2fm.ie. You pick the last request on this, the Last Request Show. It is the final Most Wanted with Dusty Rhodes, and Ricochet has dropped into the studio.
Yeah.
Hello, sir. You have something. Talk.
I do. And I will, I'm going to explain again that I did try to dig out that very first phone call from 15 years ago when you were a big, important radio DJ and I was a mere 15-year-old entering a radio competition. But I couldn't find it. I did search for 2 days. I couldn't
find
it.
This is the Big Kahuna on Sunshine, is it?
Yeah.
You didn't enter that, did you?
Go away.
Oh, my God.
That's 15 years ago this month, dude.
Oh, my God.
That's how old you are.
That's you and... Do you know who I met there?
Suzanne Duffy.
Suzanne, my goodness, Susie, she's an author now, fantastic. I remember embarrassing the hell out of her before she had her first baby because I wrote her this poem called Motherhood. It wasn't anything but complimentary.
Okay, look, I tell you what I have got for you, Rose.
What have you got?
This is from tonight's Famous for 15 Seconds. Somebody called in and wrote a song about you, and I thought we have to do this. So it's there, it's on my car wall, top right-hand corner, labelled Dusty.
Go on. Here it is.
This song is dedicated to the memory of Dusty Rhodes. Do-do-do. Dusty's got a new job, he's leaving 2FM. He said goodbye to Rick and Ruth and the rest of them. Ireland's children will be waiting, cause you're the DJ of Aaron. And even though you're gone, your memory still lives on. Oh, Dusty, Dusty Rhodes, we promise you. Thank you for your ringtones. Oh, Dusty, my eyes are filled with tears. Please come back now. I will shower you in beer.
End of mailbox.
Like that. We like that. Come back and I will shower you with beer. That's just that's the way our kids think.
Oh my goodness. All right, listen, let me get on and play a song from a band that was even bigger than Take That. If you're thinking Westlife, oh, you are so wrong. There was only one band in the 90s, and there was five ladies.